This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're glad you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Let's see. Nathan's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thanks so much for being with us, Nathan. Captain John Reagan's with us in Texas, Studio D, Dallas. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Sounds like you're on a different connection, John, from what we were just like 2 minutes ago. What happened?
Well, you know, some days are more interesting than others. Get in and try to call GCN, nothing happens. Switch to my cell phone, try to call GCN, nothing happens. Fortunately, GCN was able to call out and get me on my cell, so I am here today.
Okay. Great. I'm glad you have an emergency backup system. Well, John, how'd you spend your weekend? Can you share that with us?
Well, it had been a while since we went to visit Becky's parents. And, in fact, it was, you know, like July 4th time frame. And so we managed to do that yesterday, and that was an enjoyable trip, and it's always fun trying to catch up afterwards, and at the same time, and we'll get to this more in hour two, I'd come across a new metric that, if you think you're going to be able to handle living in a city once the grid goes down?
It can be tough.
It's, I've talked about the 99.5% fatality rate. That was way too overly optimistic. And I'll break that down for you.
You know, it's interesting, John. I finally found out what Barry Satoro, the lying golfer, meant by shovel-ready jobs. I finally found out what he meant by that over the weekend. So I was out there washing off the veranda right outside our kitchen. It's a concrete pad. And right next to that are the air conditioning outside units, and they had green mold on them, or green algae, I should say, and we have these cedar posts that support the overhead roof on part of the veranda, and they had green algae on them. So I spent hours and hours scrubbing the concrete and the air conditioning outside units to get the barnacles of algae off them. Now, we don't feed our outside air conditioning units. We don't feed them. So there's no food that we provide for this algae to feed upon, to form these barnacles, like the barnacles that you might find on the bottom of a boat, except they're algae and they're green. This stuff comes from the sky. And it landed on, you know, these flat surfaces. And it was choking off the efficiency of the outside air conditioning units. So I used a garden hose and cleaned off the coils and the outside unit and scrubbed it down so that it would be, you know, back to its normal efficiency. And I scrubbed with detergent the concrete pad right outside our back door. And then, you know, we have these cedar posts that, you know, nothing grows on cedar. You can plant a cedar post in the ground, and it can stay there for 50 years and still be good. Well, these posts are raised off the concrete with these aluminum supports to keep them, the bottoms of these cedar, maybe 8x8 posts, off the concrete so they won't wick up the moisture, you know, when it rains and so forth. And still, they're growing this green algae on the cedar post. I've never seen that before. So, those, I think, that's what Barry meant by shovel-ready jobs. Oh, man. It's make work, John. It's stuff that we didn't have to do before, that we now have to do, that when you're all done, you've accomplished nothing. You've literally accomplished nothing other than, you know, clean up the mess that they've caused for us from dumping these chemicals and metals from the sky.
It's I software Dane Wigginton's been doing updates lately that it's about as optimistic as mine.
You know, I mentioned this to one of our instructors. We were pleasantly surprised. One of our instructor friends and his wife called and said, hey, they're coming out this way, and we were delighted to have them stop over yesterday. And I mentioned that, you know, I've gotten calls from our class, and I've been told, you know, you don't sound the same, or I detected this, you know, difference in your voice. And I mentioned that with Dane Wigginton on Friday, I detected a change in his voice. And it relates to the seriousness of the situation. You know, we can laugh and have a lot of fun, but it's so serious what these people are doing to us. They're literally killing us. And I could tell by the tone of his voice that he is deeply, deeply concerned. And he is in the middle of an extremely tough fight. And that's why we're in the fight with him. And that is to stop this climate engineering. We've got to stop it or we're going to die from it. And I know the effects of it personally. And our family has been taken down. Not out, but down as a result of it. So, and that's what this broadcast is about. Letting those who are willing to pay attention, that, you know, 0.1% of us are willing to pay attention to what's happening around us and to do something about it. So where are we going to start today, John? I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm at the news tab. What do you have online for us first?
Well, I'm really excited. They've released the schedule for the Hear the Watchman conference. And,
yeah.
Saturday kicks off with Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. It's time for someone to make a play. Then Anthony Patch, Revising Reality. He has a lot to say about CERN and things like quantum computers.
Mm-hmm.
Then Michael Bodea comes up, what Jesus said about today. So it's a pretty decent opening to the conference. And then I look at Saturday. Mm-hmm. It starts with me and ends with Russ Bidstar. Nobody's going to be sleeping Saturday night. So I start off The Cost of Ignoring God, which combines the Financial State of the Union with the original, with the grid down by EMP example. Go beyond that with what else can bring the grid down, the alternative where we're left with this technology that Nazi Germany would have loved to have had. And I also will get into what would have been the book, The Unprepared Prepper. And 90 minutes to do all that. LA.
I'm looking at that, John. So, but right after that, there's a half hour break. a coffee break and then time to go visit the exhibitors. I don't think there are going to be many people leaving your seminar. I think they're going to stay with you from 9 all the way to 10:30, the scheduled time, and then I think they're going to stay with you for that extra half hour, that coffee break time. I can just see that happening.
Yeah, I can imagine there'll be a lot of people lining up in front of the table.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Lots of questions. And there's going to be a lot of concern. There's going to be a lot of, we'll call it concern. I was going to say fear. But they're going to be concerned about what do they do first, and then second, and then third. And I know those questions are going to happen. They happen all the time. Then what happens after that, after your session and the break?
Then L.A. Marzulli, with his Watcher Stand, the DNA and Nephilim hybrids, very interesting stuff. Josh Tolley from GCM, The Watchman's Wealth. Dr. Michael Lake, Diffusing Hell's Reactor. Russ Dizdar, Heaven's Countermeasures to Hell's Raging Underground. Then on Sunday, it'll be Pastor Paul Begley with The Watchman's Cry. They'll have a mass baptism at the pool. And Sunday afternoon, they'll have questions and answers with the conference speakers. So a lot going on, and I know a lot of you just plain can't make the trip, whether it's time, money, or both. They will be announcing the live stream option shortly, and I'll keep you apprised of that.
That sounds great. I'm glad you're going to be doing this. That's wonderful, and I'm glad they're opening with you on Saturday. Okay, what's next?
Oh, boy, there's just so much. That came out recently about how the prices on EpiPens had gone up dramatically, and we find out things like the new CEO is the daughter of a Democrat senator, and we go back and look at things. The military was actually a project that created the EpiPen, and then not too long ago, the device cost just $7 each. But if you're part of the lovely elite, you don't have to go by the rules.
Right, and you can manipulate the price. Let's talk about who's involved in this when we come back. John, are you going to reconnect during this break?
I'll attempt to.
I'll see if we can reconnect. Okay, Captain John Reagan's going to be with us for the class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And if you'd like to call us, we have a temporary number for today. There's some reconfiguring of the toll-free number. Now, this is not toll-free, so if you have unlimited long distance and you'd like to call us, here's the number for today. 651-695-7779. Jot that down. 651-695-7779. John Reagan, what's next?
Just wanted to finish up about the EpiPen. The company has donated between $100,000 and $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Of course, none of that's to buy political influence because the Clintons tell us so.
Mm-hmm. So there's a connection between Hillary Clinton, the $100,000 to $250,000 donation to the Clinton Foundation, which is under intense scrutiny by we the villagers right now, and the massive, massive price hike of these EpiPens. And from John, from what I understand, influence was used to convince school systems and even Disney to have these on hand should someone have an emergency that requires epinephrine, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and it's really hurt a lot of people because, you know, we've got higher deductibles now, which is what really brought it all to light. It used to be you'd pay your copay and, you know, you'd have your medicine. And now the copay on this is causing people to really make life and death decisions, because if you need an EpiPen, there's not too many alternatives out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, I mentioned to you off the air that we're looking at cattle prices, and right now we see a number of farms for sale in our area because the farmers are having a difficult time hanging on. These are old family farms, and they're up for sale. And a couple of years ago, cattle prices were about $4.60 per pound on the hoof. So you'd weigh a cow and at the market and multiply the weight times $4.60. If the cow or calf weighed around 400 to 500 pounds, and that was the weight that brought the most money per pound. So as the cows get larger and heavier, they bring less per pound. Now, in today's market, the price per pound for that 400 to 500 pound calf is about $1.50, $1.56, somewhere in there. And when you consider the cost that the farmer has to endure in order to raise those cows, think about that Chihuahua that might be $800. Well, you might sell a calf for less than that. Okay, and it takes a lot more to raise a cow in terms of dollars in inputs to raise that cow than it does to bring a Chihuahua to market. So farmers are having a really tough time. You don't need hundreds of acres to raise Chihuahuas. You can do it in an apartment. Or a house, or backyard, or smaller amount of space. So our son was looking at charts, and he was looking at cattle prices, and he was finding trends over a 4-year period. And he hand wrote all these numbers, and then he, after spending over a day looking at these numbers, he reported to me his results. And he said, "Look, here's a trend, and the prices spike at this month of the year." And I said, "Did you learn that when you were studying at the university?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I did too." And you might have heard me when the university calls asking for money. You might have heard me say, "Oh, I'm so glad you called, because this is about my refund, right?" And he said, "Yeah, I've heard you say that." And I said, "That's because I learned about the free market and the way it's supposed to be, but that's not the way it is." And I said, "There's something called random walk." And I learned about this in the 70s. And random walk is when some event happens, some major event, some assassination or something happens, and it causes the market to immediately stop, go down, make a dramatic change. And I said, then you have market manipulations like what Hillary Clinton's involved in. So I don't know how to plan anymore. I just don't know how to plan, other than we need to vertically integrate with our cows.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, let me just finish this up. I'll take about a minute. So on Friday, December 18th, 2015, Congress repealed the Country of Origin Label Rule. It's called COOL, Country of Origin Labeling Rule, for beef and pork. And I'm reading from a post, Lexology.com. For beef and pork, with a measure added to the omnibus budget bill, which President Barack Obama signed into law the same day, with the repeal of the COOL For muscle cut and ground beef and pork, consumers will be hard-pressed to figure out whether steaks, hamburgers, and pork chops on their plates were raised and slaughtered in the United States or abroad. So Congress did this. They removed the labeling, so we don't know where our beef is coming from. And what that did to us, the farmers, is we are now competing with other countries that have less regulations, less restrictions, less cost, and that is what has driven the price of beef down. So if you're looking at your USDA inspected beef, it is. It's USDA inspected, but it doesn't mean that it's US grown raised beef. It's just U.S. Department of Agriculture inspected. And your Congress thugs have done this to you. They don't want you to know where your meat is coming from. So if you think these Congress thugs work for you and represent you, it's not true. And it's just one more dot that we've added to the long list of dots showing that how our government has us in their sights. And we are targets of the federal government and some of the state governments. John, back to you.
Well, speaking of those wonderful people in power, we've talked before about how we've had more laws and regulations than ever.
Yeah.
And you know how we get these people that when we talk about the spy tech and control stuff, they just kind of, you know, shrug and say, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I've got nothing to hide. Well, one of these, and the title of the articles, you're likely committing a crime right now in the land of the free. And the article gets into a lot of the growth and regulations. But if you want a quick return for those types of comments. Well, do you own a dog? Well, you could face 6 months in federal prison if you walk it on federal lands and your leash is longer than 6 feet. That's more time in prison than if you sell state secrets.
Yeah, and John, you can violate the law if you have a prescription and you decide that you're going to travel and you're going to, well, I got some vitamin B complex. Let me put it in this bottle. I'm only going to be gone for 2 days, so I'll put two of them in this empty pill container where I've taken the label off. And I've got this prescription. I'll put two of them in there. Let's see, 2 quarters of an aspirin. I'll put them in there. And I think I'll put some of these other supplements in there. I'll just put them all in there because that's what I want to take. And if you get stopped, you have an unlabeled pill container, and you can be arrested. You can be arrested for having prescription drugs in an unlabeled, non-original container. So you're absolutely right. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy what has happened to us through regulations. And I've even read a post last night about what happens if you have a prescription that's out of date. So let's say you do have a prescription that's out of date, and because it's out of date, it is considered by some who can argue, I'm talking about a prosecutor, can argue that actually you do not have a prescription because it is out of date. So it could be a month out of date, it could be a year out of date. And how many of us have been told, well, you know, those medications last way, way beyond their alleged expiration date. And then we're told, don't flush them down the toilet because we're drinking those prescriptions collectively. We're drinking the prescriptions of all the people who flush them down the drain and they enter into our water supply. So it can be in violation of having a prescription that's out of date. Can you imagine that? Who doesn't have a prescription out of date in their medicine cabinet? Who doesn't? I can't imagine anyone who doesn't have an out-of-date prescription. Because you look at the cost of them, you go, well, you know what, I've got three left, I'll just leave them there. And then you forget, and they might be there a year or more. You're absolutely right, it's out of control.
And you know, just the point being is that if you think that you're not doing anything wrong, you're wrong about that.
And this post that you have, it's entitled "You're likely committing a crime right now in the quote unquote land of the free." And John, what about this? What about it says here right in the post? Do you have a bank account? If you deposit, or withdraw more than $10,000 in cash over multiple transactions, you can be imprisoned for up to 5 years. What's that all about? If you deposit or withdraw, what, does that mean you're a criminal? How about farmers who sell for cash? How about if I buy a tractor for cash? Or if I decide to buy a tractor and an implement? That's going to be more than $10,000, even if it's used. And why would anybody take a credit card for that? How else are you going to do it? Write a check to someone who doesn't know you, and they're going to let you take the equipment? Come on. Since when has cash become something that is suspect of being involved in a crime? Since when?
Well, you look at what just happened with the $400 million airdrop to get the hostages back from Iran.
So that wasn't a crime, because that was way more than $10,000.
Yeah, the interesting thing is he structured that too.
He did. So where's Congress? Okay, you Congress thugs. How about arresting the golfer, the liar, the first liar, the liar in chief, the grand liar, the intergalactic disgrace? How about arresting him for structuring? How about that? Where are you, cowards?
Well, they're busy right now. You know, they're trying to get reelected.
Yeah. So help them out. Retire them. Never reelect anyone. Never reelect anyone. Not local, not state, not county, not federal. Never reelect anyone. Just because you think your guy is you know, the only good guy, you're probably mistaken. Anything else about this?
We got so much more, like the $1 trillion gap.
All right, let's talk about that.
We've talked about how the pension funds are having problems, and the latest report is about state pension funds, and the gap to fully fund these is now up to $1 trillion, meaning that's how much more we'd have to pump into those accounts just to keep them on an even keel. And that's even with their unrealistic future rate of return expectations.
John, what do you see happening with these pension funds overall? Do you have an idea of what the impact to the average villager is going to be?
There's only two ways they can go with this. One is to cut benefits, which some pension funds have done, and that makes it very tough on the pensioner. We're watching what's going on in Illinois, where so far the courts have said, no, you can't cut the funds, so the only alternative is for the government to raise taxes by quite a bit in order to pump money into these retirement accounts to pay the current retirees. And unfortunately, it looks like that's going to accelerate, looking at the latest report out of Wyoming for the Fed conference there. The Fed's now talking about negative interest rates in the United States. It's about the largest, it is the largest amount of for a single country left in the global, debt fiasco out there, where our treasuries are still yielding positive amounts. We have over $13 trillion from the rest of the world that's already in the negative ballpark. And when you have these supposedly safe securities going negative, that makes it very tough for the pension funds, because they're used to investing in bonds for safe returns.
and now they can't even get their money back for investing in bonds. And then the other side of that is the equities, where, you know, those have been artificially pumped up by QE. So when that unpumps, you're looking at even more severely underfunded pensions. And again, they only have two ways of handling that: cutting the benefits or raising taxes.
John, your master's in business administration is more recent than mine. Mine is from the late 70s. And I can tell you, I do not remember learning anything about negative interest rates. Did you?
Well, my master's in finance is even more recent than that. Graduated in 2010 with that. And I think if I put a negative interest rate into my financial calculator, it would say something like, you're a dummy. You know, the quantitative easing, negative interest rates, all of that type of stuff is not something we even discussed at the graduate level as recently as 2010.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what I was trying to tell our son when he was looking at trying to determine trends in cattle prices. And I was telling him that the market's manipulated by those who we've elected to represent us. They've sold us out. So it's very difficult to predict the market, unless you're an insider. You know, like...
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This can be slightly
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, back to you.
Well, I've got two more articles left for this hour's discussion. People can't afford dollar stores and smaller, faster, cheaper. Well, apparently a dollar is getting to be expensive. Dollar General and Dollar Tree are both having problems because half of consumers are in dire straits. They're having to reduce prices just to get people in the door, and that's, of course, cutting in on their profits, and their sales are down. So just another indicator of how great the Obama economy is. And on the smaller, faster, cheaper, MIT has come out with a new LIDAR chip. These are the light detection and ranging systems, which are going to be critical for self-driving vehicles. These new ones are smaller than a dime and cost $10 to manufacture. The larger mechanical ones would cost anywhere between $1,000 and $70,000. And there's a picture of this sitting on a dime. So lengthwise, you could probably fit three end-to-end on a dime. Width-wise, it's really small. You could probably fit, I'd say, easily two dozen on a dime and still have lots of real estate left over on the dime. So, like I say, just imagine these. This is the, one of the sensors that we need for self-driving cars, and it just so happens that it's here right on time at a great cost. Vincent?
You're talking about a dollar type stores having a tough time, and I was looking at a quote from them. Let's see if I can find it really quickly. They're saying, here it is. Things have not gotten any better. Arguably, they're worse. And rents are accelerating. Healthcare is accelerating at a very rapid clip. So that's what's happening. Some costs are going really up quickly. I don't know anyone who's gotten a raise that said, "Boy, I'm so excited! I got a really big raise." I don't know anybody who's gotten one of those, other than maybe the manipulators on Wall Street or the Congress, or people who are related to the inside trading that Congress can help with, or the Congress critters. By the way, it used to be that you would go into government to serve, and then you get out. Now it's become such a great way of life that you can get in and get, you know, you could be a senator and then get paid for life. Just go in for one term and get paid for life. The point is that the little people, those that make the machines run, those that make the well, the farmers, the people who work in factories, those few factories that we have left, those people are really having a tough time. I don't know anyone who's doing well. I really don't. Do you, John? Do you know anybody who's doing really well?
Hillary Clinton.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, do you know? I mean, your friends, your associates, your family. Anybody really doing well?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, there's some that are, you know, they still have jobs and they think things are still normal, but as far as, you know, really getting ahead and, you know, living the American dream, I'm really not aware of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were talking about, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so it's okay if, you know, if people listen into my phones and spy on me and those kinds of things. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I ran into a guy, and he said just that. John, I didn't know what to say. I mean, how do you address that? How do you address someone not caring whether they're being spied on? How do you address that?
Well, if they're an older person, you might be able to ask, so you support what Hitler did?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And what I said was, so what if someone has a stethoscope right outside his room and they're listening to the conversation through the wall with a stethoscope? Does that bother you? I guess because they don't see it happening, because it's done remotely, that they're not as bothered by it as I am, or as you are. But it's an outrage. We're going to have another hour right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Captain John Regas with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We'll be back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.